views and opinions of Radio Rubber Room, nor should anyone.
A story which contains more than first meets the ear.
Time does not pay.
Go ahead, Sean. Talk now.
Every Thursday from 10 to midnight, we're live. Tonight, just me and Dan for
yep,
now.
Just me and you hanging out on Radio Rubber Room.
We got the band
the damn
here.
Thing.
We are solving technical difficulties.
We are.
That's like our favorite thing to do.
It is. It is. I think that's what keeps us doing this radio show, Sean. If every week things didn't break, I don't know if I'd come in and enjoy it quite as much.
It's like a test pilot for the actual radio station.
Yeah, so tonight we have the Green Boys, and the Green Boys are a five-piece bluegrass band from Richmond, Virginia.
And they look like young, strapping lads. They look good.
They consider themselves roots music, country revival. And none of them can hear anything we're saying right now, so we could
we could
talk smack about all of them.
Derek smells like old cheese.
He does smell like old cheese, Sean. Thanks for pointing that out for our listeners.
Just so everyone knows now.
And, yeah, so. We had a great night last night at the Republic. We had,
Machine Gun Mustache.
Who were awesome, man. That was the first time
really
I'd ever seen them.
Cool. I did not expect that at all. Playing mandolin on the drums.
And my mic wants to implant itself in my chest right
That's
now.
Where it picks up the best vibrations from the chest, the center of the chest.
Okay.
It and looks like we are jerry-rigging right now. Duct tape. We are going to be working on this for the entirety of the evening.
All right, so some breaking news. The technical difficulty is solved, and we have the Green Boys here with us tonight.
Yeah, we just said that. We just said that.
Well, I just started being able to hear you.
Oh, awesome.
So that's fantastic. Yeah, we've got the Green Boys. What's going on, Green Boys?
Hey, what's up?
How are you doing this fine evening?
It's chilly.
Chilly?
Yeah.
Chilly? Well, you took your jacket off, man. You can always put your jacket back on.
It's warm in here.
I don't want to hear any complaining when you took your jacket off. But, yeah, so first things first, I've got a very important message I need to pass off to you. Colin says sorry he couldn't make the show and he really apologized. Do you guys know anything about that?
Oh yeah, oh yeah, we knew Colin.
I didn't ask for any more details
he's
than
a
that. That's all I wanted.
Yeah. He
takes style tips from.
Yeah,
from us.
He dresses like us whenever we come to play the camp.
Yeah, so
he can be an honorary fifth member.
Well, fantastic. So you accept his apology? You guys are cool.
Accepted.
There's not gonna be a huge rift. You guys aren't like boycotting the camel.
We'll see.
We'll see.
We'll talk about it after the show.
Well, fantastic.
I would like to say something before we go. I would just like to say congratulations to Rachel Reynolds, our babysitter's wife. Roger, our babysitter. And Roger, host of Drive Through with Raj, every day, Monday through Friday, from 3 to 7. Is that correct?
Mm-hmm. That is correct.
4 to 7. I was close.
That is incorrect.
He does the Drive Through with Raj and Rachel Reynolds with CJ's Thumbs Up Foundation. Was in Style Weekly's Top 40 Under 40, and she is part of a panel on Tuesday with Jason Roop to talk about how to improve RVA, how to make RVA a better place. Mike Kometic's also on that panel, so be interested to know what goes down, you know, and what kind of ideas they come up with.
Yeah, I mean, that's always a great conversation to keep having, and it's good people are having it.
If you could make RVA a better place, Sean, how would you do so? Do you want to think about that for a
bit? I find myself thinking about this all the time. And the first thing that I would definitely would like to see is public urinals.
Hmm. I think they have those.
Like, on the corner of every street.
Oh, like England, huh?
Sean only likes to go outside. Just he does. If you didn't know that.
There's not a lot of bushes that you can hide behind here in Richmond.
Well, hopefully that comes up in the conversation for you. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I'm waiting for Style Magazine to ask me that question.
I'm sure they'll come knocking soon, Sean. Sure they'll come knocking soon.
What about you, Dan? You sound like you're ready to unveil a doozy.
No, not at all. I'm still stuck on the taco vending machine, I think. I think a taco vending machine would make RVA a much better place, personally. And I think if we could put those directly next to the public urinals,
then that would be on point.
Absolutely.
It's a good synergy there.
All good ideas, guys. All good ideas.
And Derek, any ideas?
Well, it is time to take a break, but
break.
Let the song speak for that. We'll let the song speak for that. This is The Congress with Keep Virginia.
Time cold pressing down his rusty spine. Made a bed and tonight I'll sleep alone. And there ain't nothing that's gonna change my mind, 'cause I've come too far from my home. So leave a light on, weather change. Need a beacon in the dark. But the war, it ain't over. Bill keeps us marching on. So keep Virginia in your heart.
Small plates, soups, salads, sandwiches, and entrees with international flair. Comfort food for Richmond. Fill up your belly while not emptying your wallet. The Republic, 2053 West Broad Street. Weekly dance parties and live entertainment almost every night. Locally owned and operated. The Republic, RVA.com. The Republic, 2053 West Broad Street, Richmond.
Hey guys, it's me, Sean, from Radio Rubber Room. It's no secret that I like food, but what I like even more than food is food stuffed into other food. Stuffing food into other food can be a frustrating endeavor. Trust me, I know. newly developed in Grandpa's tool shed comes Sean's Food Stuffins. Sean's Food Stuffins are so simple. Get classics like bacon stuffed chicken donut and chocolate ice cream spaghetti burger. You can even get a whole pizza with a bag of chips inside. My favorite. Get cottage cheese stuffed apple. Acid reflux a problem? Get Pepto-Bismol filled sandwich. What's even better than food stuffed into other food, you ask? Food that's stuffed into other food with even more food stuffed inside. That's why all of my products come in 100% edible packaging. Mmm, delicious. Check out my new licorice stuffed hot dogs with meat-like pretzel coating and caramel drizzle. Sean's Food Stuffins, because constipation is no picnic.
Yes.
Simon, sweetie.
What is it, Mom? I'm kind of busy right now.
Simon, baby, what are you doing in there?
I'm fighting my action figures right now, Mom, and using my imagination.
Oh, I'm terribly sorry, sweetie. I just wanted to let you know your favorite show, Radio Rubber Room, is on.
Oh, sweet. I'll be ready in 15 seconds.
I knew it was your favorite, sweetie.
Thanks, Mom. I love you.
I love you too, sweetie.
Yes. Radio Rubber Room, it's a show without any S's in the name.
Thank you.
That was She's Out of Your League by the Green Boys Live here on Radio Rubber Room. So is that true? Is she out of your league, guys?
Well, there's always a few. Uh-huh. Yeah, they get away.
And I do have to make an update. Now, Sean, you are not the only one who listens to the radio show on the radio, inside the radio.
Well, actually, now I'm connected to this wire that's, like, hanging on by a thread. And it sounds like we're all robots. It's really cool.
You kind of sound like a robot in here, too,
yeah,
as well.
Man. Yeah.
That's
our setup's so much better.
Have you been playing with your mic in there, buddy?
No, I haven't touched it.
Okay.
I don't hear anything now.
Yeah.
As we work out all our technical difficulties on air. That's all right, Green Boys. So, again, going through your bio, you guys got started in 2007 after returning to Virginia from several years in the dry air in the New Mexico mountains. That's not
romantic,
a lot of
isn't it?
That's not a lot of detail there. Like, what were you guys doing in the mountains of New Mexico?
Well, it actually wasn't in the mountains. It was a city. It was Albuquerque. Does it say mountains?
It does
in
say
there?
Mountains. It does say mountains.
Well, okay, yeah, a little embellishment there.
Yeah. No, well, there's the mountains right over called Albuquerque. Out. Sandia Mountains over Albuquerque. True. But yeah, we were out there for school and just to move. It was funny though because Zach was just making fun of the that we said this or have said this in the past. Oh, we came back from Albuquerque and we're starting and. We just had this conversation in the van, and he mimicked it, and now it came up. So it's time to rewrite the bio.
Oh, no, it's good. It's interesting. It's intriguing. It's intriguing.
Oh, good.
Yeah.
It's actually just Ryan and I, these guys. They didn't never have that experience.
So you guys were you guys playing as a duo out there? Or?
Actually, he was playing in a jam band called the Hammocks.
Mm-hmm.
And they played, but they did some original tunes of his. Mm-hmm. And I was still under 21, but I remember sneaking in the bars and getting beers anyways and listening to him. And it was a good band.
Very nice, very nice. So you guys came back to Virginia and found these gentlemen, correct?
Well, we found Mike because these guys went to school together. Sean and Mike here went to school together and so shared some similar musical tastes. And Zach, who has played the mandolin there.
Can I guess, actually? Because he was on with Red Light Rodeo.
Yeah.
They found him in an alley is where they
He showed up on our doorstep.
Oh, yeah? I knew it was going to be a similar type story.
He was barely alive.
Yeah. So you guys nursed him back.
We nursed him back, man.
Yeah, it was one of those things. I got a picture of me looking all mangy, like on the brink of death, and you know, 3 months, 6 months, and we're almost at a year. I'm almost back to my full health here.
I was gonna say I would have never guessed. You look great, man. You look great.
Yeah, he looks the healthiest of all of us, probably.
So you guys, I mean, you guys are playing all over. You know, obviously Zach and other projects too. You guys got some stuff coming up this weekend, though, correct? Getting out of town.
Yeah, actually, tomorrow night. Mike and I are playing over at a place in the fan called Mint. It's what do they call it? New Casual Cuisine, something like that.
Yeah.
It's a nice little restaurant bar, and we're gonna do like 10 o'clock to 12, I think.
Right.
But as far as the full band, when's our next gig?
Shepherdstown. Shepherdstown to play at the Opera House with Acoustic Ragu, and we'll be back in Richmond for Sunday night at Legends too. So it's a busy weekend.
And then we're back recording Monday and Tuesday in Fredericksburg. For the new album.
So, busy week.
Yeah, man, it's nice.
Probably one of the busiest weeks coming up.
So, and you guys are just going to be playing as a duo?
Yeah, tomorrow.
Tomorrow night.
What's that? You got a name for that?
Stinky and Slinky.
Oh, which one's Stinky, which one's Slinky?
Sean can be. I'm Stinky. Everybody knows I'm Stinky.
Yeah, I was going to say, I didn't want to presume.
Whether he has dog poop on his shoe or not. He is still a stinky one.
So, who knows?
Slinky's not a bad name.
So I guess, but and then when this weekend's up, starting on the new album or
have been so far. We've probably been in for about 9 or 10 sessions, roughly, and 2 more to go Monday and Tuesday, and then 3 more after that. Hopefully, that'll be the rough tracking and working out the kinks, and then you know from there the heavy mixing and mastering, and then releasing to the public.
And where are you recording?
We're recording at a place called Wally Cleaver Studios in Fredericksburg. Mm-hmm. It's a guy named Jeff Covert. Someone recommended him to us, and he's definitely doing it.
And that's where we recorded the first album.
Our first album, E/EP.
And Fredericksburg is also where we started playing, so that's really when we moved back. We're in Fredericksburg area and kind of built our first audience there, which they've all left because it's a college town, you know. Mm-hmm. So you build an audience and it's gone in 2 years. So that's why, you know, Richmond's a much better home.
That's cool. Because
that's where everybody goes after they get out of college. Yeah. Everybody in
and also, all roads. You know that any Richmonder is never leaving.
Yeah. That's true. So that's
once,
true.
Once you're here, you can't leave.
It's that curse, right? You know about the curse, Sean?
You can only leave on like the full moon or something.
You have to walk backwards down Monument Avenue. And you have to be wearing an orange hat when you do it. And you have to say something in Ethiopian, I think.
And then you can never come back to Richmond either, right?
I heard you also have to be carrying a basket of laundry. I heard that along the way.
Yeah.
Have you heard that one?
Probably. I've heard several. They're variations. I don't think that any of them are factual. No one can ever leave Richmond.
Mm-hmm. Why would you want to, right, guys? So definitely feel the following here has been more consistent than Fredericksburg.
Yeah, kind plus a lot of people that, Sean and I went to the same grade schools, but, you know, when Sean left, I still stuck around and made a lot of friends through school years, and they come out from surrounding counties to see us play in town, you know, so that's nice. Mm-hmm. Still have a home base there somewhat.
Where's your favorite place, because you guys are on the road, you know, decently, where's your favorite place to go play other than Richmond, outside of Richmond?
Purple Fiddle.
Yeah, we really love Purple Fiddle in Thomas, West Virginia. Yeah,
Thomas,
it's a ski town. To stop through Thomas. Yeah, it's a big ski town, but Purple Fiddle is a real institution.
It's really beautiful out there.
I think there's two bars in the whole town. There's the Purple Fiddle,
and then there's like a live music mecca.
It's a brewery,
too.
Yeah.
So that's weird. Purple Fiddle.
It's also a hostel, so upstairs you can stay, and they let you stay the night, and there's a billiards table.
And they got a pool table, too.
The first time we played there, we thought that was like the green room.
They've got a billiards table and a pool table.
Exactly. I wasn't really processing what he was saying. That's the soundbite that popped in my head. And they have, and they have a Pabst neon sign up in there too.
Oh, legend!
You guys make the sound fantastic.
You
want to
go?
I do. When are you guys heading up there next?
February 8th, I believe.
I am there.
All right.
I'm coming to the Public Fiddle with you.
These guys are meeting up with some friends that normally do like an annual,
skiing up there, cross country skiing, and we're actually going to do that. We're meeting up with the friends, this old group of people that every year they do. They rent out like three rooms at this lodge, and it's a big party. But we just kind of combined them.
So we'll actually have some bands.
So cross-country skiing. Don't you feel like skiing's way easier with a hill?
It's terrible, man. I was talking to Zach earlier,
too, though.
It's dangerous.
Yeah. It's fun if you can handle it.
I've never skied. I've snowboarded. Skiing for me was always I like the snowboarding that's strapped to one board. You know, both legs are solidly on one board, and one leg's not going to go that way, and one's not going to go that way.
I agree. I don't like having legs strapped to anything.
I don't like snow sports. Oh, yeah. I grew up skateboarding, so snow sports to me are just foreign and dangerous feeling. Even though you don't get hurt when you fall.
Skateboarding with the cushion
hardly.
Underneath.
Yeah, exactly.
So in a way,
yeah,
sounds nice.
Yeah, it's weird, but the feet strap is scary.
I mean,
I was already more of a wakeboarder myself.
Wow,
look at
all types.
Oh,
takes all
kinds. I mean, I couldn't get into the crazy flips or anything,
right, buddy.
But I mean, you know.
You guys are learning so much about each other right now.
Yeah.
It's wonderful.
Yeah, I never heard that.
Now, do you feel like
make stuff up.
The board sport you prefer influences the instrument you chose? Do you feel like that's fitting? Do you see a correlation between that?
Well, I play the dobro, and that sits parallel to the ground like a skateboard does, so... Maybe, yeah.
And yours has wheels, too, I noticed.
Yeah, and when I get frustrated, I throw it all around the house.
Yeah.
You know?
Wow.
So,
I just broke another dobro net.
Have you ever tried to go down a hill on your dobro?
Not yet, but I think I will when we're back in the Purple Fiddle for the ski season. I'm going to cross-country ski.
So you'll be into snow sports as long as it's on an instrument.
Yeah, man, why not? Strings down.
Totally sounds awesome. I definitely want to like take an upright bass out on the river and go fishing out of it or something.
It's probably possible.
You could probably hollow it out and realistically float that thing down as a small boat.
It's like White River Raft.
I saw a picture the other day of a guitar boat. It was actually literally just a giant guitar that the guy was sitting in and fishing out of.
That's
cool. So it exists.
So someone's already done that.
Yeah. It was just an oversight.
It was not a stand-up bass. It was a guitar. Right.
Yeah.
Basically, the front was just hollowed out. But it had strings in it, so the person would have been sitting past.
Oh wait, so it was an actual guitar.
I mean, I don't think it was playable or anything, but it was like
I'm trying to wrap my head around this.
15 foot. I could probably find it. It was like a 15 foot guitar. that actually had the neck and everything. The guy's just sitting in it.
Oh, I'd like to see that.
Yeah. We'll get a research team on it. We'll see if we can find it. Maybe we'll throw it up on our Facebook page or something.
I'm on
top
of it.
I wouldn't have been able to make
that. Oh, I found it already.
He doesn't know anything about water.
What'd you say, Sean?
I am totally posting this image on Facebook.
Oh, go for it. All our Facebook listeners can see this.
It's actually got a motor. It's motorized.
All right, guys, so go ahead and tell everybody where they can find the Green Boys, where they can find that album when it comes out, and the previous one, and all your info and stuff like that.
Facebook.
Actually, I mean, it's become a bigger band resource than you would think. But nowadays, like, anybody that, you know, you try to book at a gig, they'll look at your Facebook and be like, oh, how many likes do they have? Mm-hmm. And it should never have been that way, but then it is. So now it is. And so, like, yeah, we love it when people find us on Facebook and like us. We also have greenboysmusic.com, so you can go to our website, which is updated with, you know, just kind of like a blog in a way. And then Bandcamp. I'm not sure what the web address, but if you just want to hear music.
I think it's just bandcamp.com/thegreenboys, something like that if you Google it. But also on CD Baby and iTunes.
So, iTunes, our first EP. Ease of access, it's on iTunes, the CD, and the next one will be as well.
Yeah, or even on Spotify, if you're a cheap ass.
You can find us on Spotify. Ooh. The first album was 2010, and it's on iTunes, so it's ancient now. But
and how much is the album on iTunes?
I think you get it for like $7.
Yeah, I think $7 or $8.
I've really
probably should drop that.
I've really been taking a liking to the Facebook liking things. I've liked all kinds of things that I didn't even know had a Facebook page. I've been doing some thinking also lately. Like, recently Facebook had its 1 billionth user. Mm-hmm. So if you have like 1,000 likes, then it really, it's like 999,999,000 people don't like you. So it's good.
That's an interesting way to look at it. That's very interesting.
That's 0.01%.
That's mind-boggling. I just...
Your cup is 99% empty.
Yeah, I'm actually going to need some time to process this.
Yeah.
I don't think we can.
Yeah, Derek, I wanted you to know that 999,999,000 people aren't your friend.
I feel so unimportant right now. It's crushing. I don't know if I'm going to make it through. But all right, guys, it is time to take a break. We're going to be back with more live tunes and more talking to the Green Boys. But
calm
right
down.
Now... What?
Calm down, Derek.
Oh, sorry.
All right, ready?
I get excited.
One more time.
We are going to be back with more listening to the Green Boys. We're going to play some more tunes. We're going to talk to them. But right now it is time for a song. This is Cardinal Compass with Born Homesick.
Get up. up and leave, had to get up and leave now. I think I might love you, but I need something more, yeah. Something here it says, have to get up and leave. Hurts to hold you too long, I don't know what to do. Something here it says, have to get up and leave. Don't know how to tell you, I was hoping you just knew, yeah, that something here it says, have to get up and leave. I was born homesick, I was born homesick.
Señor, me llamo Jorge García Vega, Santiago Villalobos. Vivo en el mar y estoy enamorado con un tiburón. Como el sol, así son mis zapatos. El burro es un mentiroso y ladrón. No le puedes contar. Me dio un condón lleno con mayonesa. It's Radio Rubber Room. ¡Ay! Y ya me voy para hacer cosquillas a las nalgas de mi esposa.
The Tobacco Company. Located on the corner of East Cary and 12th Street in historic Shaka Bottom, for 30 years, the Tobacco Company has been a staple for dining and entertainment here in Richmond. Their upstairs and downstairs dining area and Victorian lounge make it a perfect place to bring a date. Use their antique elevator to access the ground floor nightclub. The Tobacco Company has live entertainment Thursday through Sunday. The Tobacco Company, 1201 East Cary Street. For more information, visit thetobaccocompany.com.
Do you sometimes find yourself needing an extra boost of energy?
I'm two-time extreme couponing runner-up and helicopter stuntman, Viper Cobra. And I have a new product that will give you an insane boost of energy for 30 seconds.
Incredible.
30-second energy. Eat it, smoke it, snort it, touch it. 30-second energy.
It will give you intense strength for 30 seconds.
Move a bus.
Move a boat.
Move a building.
Yeah!
Not only does it give you strength, it also gives you an extreme euphoria. An inflated sense of self-worth.
Awesome.
And a desire to do it every 30 seconds.
So extreme.
You know it works. Because it's made out of my blood!
30-second energy raises the heart rate 300 times normal,
enabling you to complete tasks in just 30 seconds,
yeah!
Such as grow a garden, learn Japanese, shorten your pregnancy by up to 8 months. 30-second energy gives you a temporarily raised threshold for pain, making you impervious to batons, mace, and tasers. Bullets? What bullets?
I'm an immortal!
30-second energy is not for everyone, such as infants,
babies,
and the deceased.
Zombies.
As you begin to develop a regimen, you will notice rapid weight loss, appetite suppression, and extreme death. You'll love 30-second energy so much, you'll sell your car, your house,
your family,
deed or your money back. Side effects include
bleeding from all orifices,
tooth loss, rapid aging,
incarceration,
death, immaculate conception,
purgatory,
exploding eyeballs,
super death,
athlete's foot, extreme sexual desire,
impotence,
hollow existence, and partial death leading to full death. Ever need to smash through a brick wall with your face? 30-second energy. Inject it right into your chest.
Extreme!
30 seconds of energy.
Right into your chest.
Love it.
In 5 delicious carbonated meats.
I'm having beef. What about you?
I mix chicken and ostrich and it tastes just like turducken.
Packed full of protein. Liquid meat is the perfect.
I am a non-attorney paid spokesperson. Are you a deer? If so, you may find yourself unable to resist the urge to jump in the path of moving metal objects. This can result in serious injury or even death. If you or a beloved deer companion have died, you may be entitled to compensation. You can't help that you were temporarily disoriented by the bright lights, making you stupefied, turning your body into pudding. You're a deer. Since the accident, you've probably been out of work, unable to graze, unable to do other deer-related activities. Beware, the insurance may try to take advantage of you, because you're a deer in need of legal representation. Show the insurance companies you mean business. Call the law firm of Austin, Austin, Anderson, Austin, and Vera Austin immediately. You didn't choose to get hit by that stupid car, but you can choose your deer attorney. Austin, Austin, Anderson, Austin, and Vera Austin, leaders in the field of deer law.
Guten Tag, I'm Benjamin Hitler, with an A, owner and proprietor of Hitler's Cupcakes. Don't be fooled by my name, I'm the good Hitler. My family name has been associated with cupcakes for generations. When I was just a wee lad Benji Hitler, I would watch Grandmama Hitler make cupcakes many a Klausenbergen summer's day. My dream has always been to create the perfect cupcake. Many years of potential mating were lost. Let us not forget mein workers.
Was ist das?
Ist ein Brownie, mein Führer.
Ein Brownie? Das ist Cupcake-Schule. Nein, ist Hitler's Brownies. Ist Hitler's Cupcakes. Bin heimsig schlecht. Cupcake heilen. Die Brownie ist kaputt. Wer ist mein Luger?
You survive the employment process. Hitler's Cupcakes are made from only the finest ingredients that I have personally chosen using a rigorous selection process. Grandmama Hitler would always say, best ingredients are tender, love, and caring.
Well, you were wrong, Grandma Hitler. It was vegetable oil and imported sugars.
Oh! Mine struggle is finally over, and now Hitler's Cupcakes are available.
Hitler's Cupcakes come in one flavor, vanilla.
Get mine cupcakes today. Remember,
mein Cupcakes are great. You will love my cupcakes. Get them in any store. The Cupcake. Das Cupcake Island. The Cupcake ist mein Führer.
Yeah! Viper Krover here, and you don't have to tell me how badass your polar bear wrestling skills are. I gave birth to the first polar bear.
Radical!
Yeah! Extreme polar bear birth!
Extreme! Extreme!
Nothing gets me more hyped than Radio Rubber Room. There's only one thing that gets me more energized, and that's getting dragged by a horse!
Extreme!
Nipple clamp! Ha!
Yeah!
Computers are for sissy boys. I only listen to Radio Rubber Room through the metal plate in my head.
Yeah!
But if you want to hear Radio Rubber Room, go to www.radiorubberroom.podbean.com. Now! Radio Rubber Room. Awesome!
I'm a fool.
That was Fine By Me by the Green Boys live here on the Radio Rubber Room. Tell us a little bit about that tune.
Man, that one's, it's an old song actually, so it's almost hard to reach back and remember what I was thinking.
So you don't remember at all?
Well, I think you just wanted to...
Well, they're always just kind of, to be honest, they're always just kind of stories. Like, you start off with just the idea of Fine By Me. Like, I think a lot of people think that the songwriting process for us is more journalistic than it is, because I don't think that a lot of times we're getting some feeling off our chest. I think it's an idea, Fine By Me, and then you get a melody, and then you just go from there to find what it is that the song could be. But, yeah, I couldn't say it's about... You know, one person leaving or one change in life or anything like
just
that.
Just an overall experience, collective.
Yeah,
different things.
It really starts with a line, I think.
Actually, no. You know what? That song started with you just riffing around the piano, because remember we played a show one night in Fredericksburg, and I woke up to Ryan playing that riff on the piano.
Yeah,
and
that's cool.
Then he came to a practice several weeks later with that line, actually.
That was at the house in Fredericksburg, the yellow house.
Yeah, yeah. It's a
where
cute
all
little
the magic at.
The yellow house.
Because that's the only one he ever had a piano in.
You guys had a magic yellow house?
It was a magic yellow house. There were a few years there in the magic yellow house.
It was a practice space and, I guess, recovering from hangover space as well. And was, I never heard that story. Pretty sure you might be
picking
it up.
No, I remember that morning. Ryan was playing on his dinky attitude piano, and I was really pissed off about it.
But I like the riff. Piano. How come every time you get a free piano, you won't spend the $60 to tune it? Like, nobody ever does. You get a free piano, nobody ever tunes it. You know,
it's not
spend money. Yeah, I think that's what it is. It's no longer
free
piano.
We actually got a pretty sweet keyboard in the house now, just now that Mike brought home, and the sustain pedal was busted, and Ryan had to use his mad scientist tinkering electronic skills to fix the sustain pedal. He was consumed by it for about a day.
On the left pedal, and, it's supposed to be on the right.
Yeah. He was about 90% successful. So.
So now we write all our songs backwards.
Nice.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, exactly.
That's never a bad way to do it.
Do you record them backwards and then play them the backwards?
Yeah.
I guess somebody had to do it that way to get those secret messages in the records they used to do back in the day. How did they do that?
I don't think there's really secret messages.
No, there's got to be. There's way too many blogs about it.
They worship
it,
Satan.
They're out there.
They worship Satan.
Hey, the internet says so.
So are there secret messages in Green Boy songs?
Take out your trash, recycle.
Yeah.
vote.
Don't pee in the river.
Don't
forget to pee, Hank.
Get your cat and dog.
Don't forget to feed my cat
when
I'm out of town.
Say it again, Sean. We're having trouble hearing you.
Don't forget to get your dog or cat spayed or neutered.
Yes, exactly.
Donate SPCA.
So that's all good advice, guys. I'm glad you guys are doing that in your music. I think it's an important thing. And, somebody has to do
The 60s were a dark time, you know, which we're really just trying to turn it around.
Nice.
Around.
Yeah.
So do you guys really like gardening? Are you big gardeners?
Yeah.
The oldest Green, there's actually three brothers. He's a farmer, actually, by trade.
Yeah, he's a part-time farmer. Well... you know, he can't really make a whole lot of money in, you know, organic gardening, farming, but he certainly has the green thumb of all of us.
Cool story.
We're struggling to keep that lawn cut lately, man.
So I don't know. We've got so much,
really say that
so much
we're
crap
in there.
And possessions in our backyard. It's hard to fit a garden. We got a van, motorcycle.
But as opposed to being a musician, at least he's got food.
Yes.
Yeah.
Musician
lives off beer, cigarettes,
shoe fly pie. I got some of that in the fridge right now.
I didn't even know that was a real thing, man. I thought that was from nursery rhymes, and he brought it home. And said,
it's delicious.
Shoe fly pie.
What is the shoe fly pie?
Yeah.
It's like chocolate whipped cream, caramel.
Chocolate.
Yeah, man, it's good.
So
wait, I got a chocolate caramel pie in the fridge too.
Do you?
Hmm. Yeah.
So now you know what the Green Boys eat. Chocolate caramel pie with chocolate on it.
So that's nice. Strictly your diet, is the chocolate caramel pie.
And decrepit lettuce.
You guys,
a lot of rotten lettuce.
You guys stay in remarkably good shape for that kind of diet. Yeah. So
yeah.
A shoe fly pie?
Yep.
Cigarettes and beer? You guys are hanging in there.
Yeah. And rotten greens. I just got a manager special up at Kroger. 99 cents for for a giant thing of spinach that we have no hope of finishing in time.
He's like, I don't have to wait for it to rot because it's already rotten.
That's the great thing about shoe fly pie. It doesn't go bad.
Yeah, exactly. Right? You can eat any time of the year.
It keeps giving.
Just like shower, you do it once a year.
Anything with at least three preservatives.
Now, you guys didn't know about the shoe fly pie, so that's not a part of your diet. Is there a rift as far as that goes?
Well, I ate some of it. I thought it was just like ice cream cake or something.
In the fridge?
Nonetheless, we have a whole album of songs about it coming out. Yep. In a couple
months. That's
actually
the name of the upcoming album.
Shoe fly pie.
Shoe fly pie. It was an inspiring moment with the band.
I feel like you guys are pulling my leg.
That is a joke. Yeah, that absolutely.
Yeah.
But I feel like you should really really consider it though. Yeah. At least promise me that. Promise me you'll at least consider
it. At least it'll be a sweet album.
Top six.
Oh, I see where you're going with that one. See where you're going with that one.
So I saw you guys one time on the rocks.
Oh, yeah.
And I must say, good show.
Oh, thank you.
Thank you.
But why are you guys dressed so poorly today?
Is that what that comment
man,
was?
Man, I knew somebody was going to bring it up on the radio. I was like, we're safe. Nobody will know what we're dressed
no,
like.
No. For everyone at home, they're all wearing battered old T-shirts and Daisy Dukes.
Threadbare.
Work clothes.
Shirts for jobs we no longer have. Yeah.
Zach's wearing a band shirt.
Yeah, Carolina Chocolate Drops.
Somewhat.
Yeah, Carolina somewhat. Chocolate Drops, sure. Indeed. This is my festival shirt normally.
Do you guys have like a dress code for live shows?
Yep.
Suspenders a must?
Suspenders, 50% of the band must have suspenders. 50% must have white shirts. All must have ties.
One person gets to wear a vest.
Ryan wears a vest because he's tallest, and I don't know.
He's the only one who owns a vest.
I'm the only one who owns a vest.
He fancies himself the most.
Have you ever thought about
so everyone would have to wear a vest if they owned one?
Yes.
Yeah.
You must wear
every accessory you own.
And we really do not smile upon bow ties, I have to say. Mm. People have suggested it.
Or bolo ties.
Do you know how to tie one? I don't.
What about a cummerbund?
I don't.
You know, we didn't go to Randy Mac.
No.
Never a cummerbund.
You only have to wear those one day in your entire life.
A cummerbund?
Are you kidding?
Right? That's only.
Maybe
that's
we shouldn't be the only band besides, you know, like orchestral acts.
Besides for wedding bands.
Wear a cummerbund or wedding bands.
I feel like
I'm pushing them.
Speaking of wedding bands, we have played 4 weddings this year. We've never played weddings until this year, but
What happened to the cod piece? Like, is that going to come back? The cod piece. I feel like bands should be wearing more cod pieces.
Is that like the phallic
Like a piece over your junk?
Yeah. It's like a cup for the outside of your pants.
So everybody.
It's a cup for the outside of your pants. Yeah.
Even if you don't.
Well, I mean, I feel like external. Why don't you try to bring it back?
Well, you know, I mean, we're talking about how to snazz up the Green Boys dress code.
What's
I think
it made
a cod
out
piece.
Of? You got it. Mean, what are we talking about? What's our material?
I think you can make it out of whatever you'd like.
Diamond encrusted.
It's made out of crotch, dude.
Shoe fly pie, if you like.
Shoe fly pie crotch.
It's just a crotch accessory. So
you start bringing that back, Dan, and I'll bring back the cummerbund.
You guys test those out. We'll put them in beta. You let us know.
We'll focus group it.
I just love to say cummerbund. Sounds like something I want to do to a girl. Like cummerbund all day with her.
I was gonna say it, but I was like, I can't do that.
Yeah.
I'm glad you did.
That's gonna be a new dirty word. Like in the future, like third graders are gonna be like, "Ooh, you said cummerbund." So dirty. Let's create a like really dirty act that means. We'll just totally steal that word cummerbund and ruin it for future generations.
Noble goal. We can work on it.
I'm all over it.
I mean, if we're successful, we won't be able to say it on air in the future, right?
Yeah, this might be the last time you can say cummerbund on the radio forever.
Let's enjoy it.
Let's talk about it later after the show. We'll talk about it after the show. Is that all you got? Any other accessories?
Show's over. Sorry.
Any other accessories, Sean? Can you hear me?
I'm like fiddling with the thing constantly. It's very tinny. Do I sound tinny?
Yes, you do. You sound really tinny.
You're very muffled.
Yeah.
Tinny.
That's what we say about all our recordings.
Yeah, that's a choice tinny. Descriptor for,
so you're,
for noise. Tinny.
Mm. All your recordings?
Tinny. Yeah, us tinny.
Well, our
guitar sounds tinny. Home recordings.
When you're mixing.
In order for me to listen to the show good-like, I have to hold the thing and constantly get a minor electrical shock.
So I'm telling you, you got to call Ryan Green in there.
Yeah. Good for immune system.
I'm trying to
up right quick. Yeah.
It'll just be backwards. That works.
I'm trying to remember such skills as eat with a fork. So I'm trying to not get electrocuted as much as possible.
Well, you're a brave man, and I always admire your endurance to push through situations like that, Sean. Yes.
Very admirable.
I appreciate you.
Yes, only 4 inches of electrical tape could protect me, but I'd rather get electrocuted than spend that kind of money.
You're a trooper. You're a trooper. All right, it's time to take another break, guys. We're going to be back with more of the Green Boys, but before we go, make sure let's run through.
Lord willing.
What was that? Yeah, we'll see. We'll see how it goes. We'll run through where people can come see you soon and where they can find your music.
We got Friday night at Mint. Mike and Sean will be there. Yeah, it's starting around 10 o'clock to 10:30.
But they're just playing. Are you guys going to support and party?
Yeah, for various reasons, the other two of us couldn't be there, and then
I'm riding with the rodeo.
Gotcha.
So yeah, in Charlottesville.
Nonetheless, you'll hear some Green Boys songs.
We'd appreciate if you didn't bring it up on the air.
I didn't say the name of the club. I didn't say no.
No, I'm kidding.
Richmond, Sunday would be at
Legend Brewery.
And then Derek was kind enough to remind us that we are at Tobacco Company on the 9th. After that.
Yeah.
Fun. That's what I'm here for, guys.
And if you want to go far, then Shepherdstown on Saturday. It should be a lot of fun. Opera House is apparently a great venue. We've never played there, so.
Hey, and if you are in town instead on Saturday, you should go check out our friends, the Woodshedders at the Camel. They are amazing, and we're sorry to be missing that show.
Hmm.
So they don't come to town very often at all.
Do you know the cover on that?
I do not.
Probably five or seven. Mm-hmm. But they're worth 10, 15. I mean, they're just a great act.
It's a bargain. It's a bargain.
They're a very fun act to see live.
Yeah, great.
Well, very nice. We are going to be back with some more tunes from the Green Boys, but right now this is Relaxation Within the Tall Grass here on Radio Rum.
Oh.
WHAN Ashland Richmond, W275BQ Ashland, 1430 AM, and now 102.9 FM, WHAN.
NBC News Radio, I'm Richard Louie. Palestinians are celebrating today's UN vote recognizing Palestine as a state. But the path to peace is not clear. NBC's Andrea Mitchell.
Palestinians hope today's vote will strengthen their hand in future peace talks. But the U.S. argues it could set them back.
Today's unfortunate and counterproductive resolution places further obstacles in the path to peace.
Still, peace talks have gone nowhere for years. Critics say partly because Washington hasn't pushed both sides hard enough.
There is tough talk from both sides on the fiscal cliff issue. House Speaker John Boehner.
This is a moment for adult leadership. Campaign-style rallies and one-sided leaks in the press are not the way to get things done here in Washington.
Senate Majority Leader Harry Reid.
The president said the same thing. It's been weeks, at least 2 weeks, since we met at the White House. We're still waiting for a serious offer from the Republicans.
This is NBC News Radio. President Obama and Mitt Romney had lunch at the White House today. Not too much information was released about that meeting, but both are promising to keep in touch. Meanwhile, Vice President Biden did a little shopping. NBC's Brian Williams.
While those two had their lunch, the vice president did what any of us would do with a free afternoon. He went to Costco, where he proudly pointed out he's a gold member. He toured a new Costco, the very first one in the District of Columbia, filled a shopping cart with books, pies, some Duraflame logs, why not, a flat-screen TV. Somehow, though, he passed up the rotisserie chicken. Speaking of optics, this was all optics, of course, and Biden being Biden, he did talk politics, specifically the Democrats' campaign for a middle-class tax cut.
A Missouri man posing as a Secret Santa is giving away $100,000 this holiday season, part of it to those affected by Superstorm Sandy. For his protection, the elves walking along with him included police officers and FBI agents. I'm Richard Louie, NBC News Radio.
You watch the stock market. You pay close attention to economic policy from Washington. You know what the Fed is doing. And you have one eye on the Eurozone. You have a pretty good idea where things are going. You're no fool. You know all about diversification, which is why you'll be interested to learn about Investment Diamonds. It's both a brilliant idea and an established company serving an exclusive clientele of well-heeled investors. Investment Diamonds offers unique, exquisite, and very, very rare investment quality natural fancy color diamonds. Natural fancy color diamonds have demonstrated solid growth over many decades and takes the idea of true diversification to its logical conclusion. Investment Diamonds offers you proven, profitable, and portable wealth preservation and can deliver your precious stones via discreet courier. Learn what you need to know. Call for your free diamond investment guide and DVD today at 800-529-1650. That's 800-529-1650. 800-529-1650.
Attention homeowners. If your home has lost value and you now owe more than your home is worth, please listen carefully to this very important message. If you purchased a home or refinanced your loan before June of 2009, Quicken Loans may now be able to help you refinance at today's incredibly low interest rates, even if you owe more than your home is worth. This is Jay Farner, president of Quicken Loans, and I want to let you know that on September 14th of this year, the government announced changes that may allow you to refinance even if your home has lost value. So if your current mortgage is higher than 3.99%, please call Quicken Loans today at 800-QUICKEN. Even if you owe more than your home is worth, you may now be able to refinance at today's incredibly low rates. Again, if you've been unable to refinance because you owe more than your home is worth and your rate is above 3.99%, call 800-QUICKEN now and let us help you take advantage of this unique opportunity.
Important terms and conditions apply. Call us for cost information. Equal housing lender. License in all 50 states. NMLS.
You are listening to Radio Rebel Room. Thursdays from 10 to midnight on 102.9 FM. If you missed the show live, download the podcast. RadioRubberRoom.podbean.com. And on iTunes.
Yeah, I would like for people.
You already said.
Welcome back to Radio Rubber Room.
Hey, what's up, man?
This is Radley Rockwell, greatest rocker who ever lived.
I can say I have almost missed you. I haven't seen you in a while.
You know, I've been touring. I've been doing a lot of, to back the new album. You know, it's a totally blank CD. It's like meant to inspire.
You know, it's like a blank canvas for people, huh?
Yeah, and they plug it in. They expect to hear cool things. then they're either they're disappointed or something. They're hey, Sean, man, hold this thing right here. Pinch it. It's shocking me. Now I can hear. That's a lot better. You know, it's meant to be inspirational. So I'm just trying to spread the good word. Every year around this holiday time, I get really into charity and helping others. You know,
you just released. So you're just selling a blank CD.
Yeah, and 1% of all proceeds go to help my charity, which you know is to teach music to the deaf, dumb, and blind. So
that's you're ahead of your time, sir. You're ahead of your time.
Putting together a huge benefit show at Radio City Music Hall. Tickets are $1,200. It's going to be really? Great. I'm going to play with all 70 of my bands are going to be there.
It's just going to be you and 70 bands?
Yeah, it's going to be a huge blowout.
How did you get into Radio City Music Hall?
You know, from being Radley Rockwell, having the connections that I've had my whole life.
Oh, yeah?
I was born with that kind of talent to just be like, hey, let me get on there on this date. And they're like, oh, well, the Beatles are supposed to play with Eric Clapton. And I'm like, no, forget about that. They don't need that. And then I come in and do a show.
Well... I mean, this sounds pretty, not only interesting, but pretty impressive, and you set this all up yourself?
You know, there was a number of agents that I had helped me, like an army of them.
Oh, really?
Pretty much all I did was say, I want to do a benefit show, and they make it happen. So that's really, nice. It's like I did nothing.
Just like your last album.
Well, you're going to show up and play with 70 bands.
Yeah.
To promote a blank CD, how much are you selling it for?
The CD is $39.99.
Nice.
But it's like we did record a bunch of stuff, but when it came down to the mixing, it just all got mixed out.
So you just everything got turned down all the way.
To zero, yes.
So like Pootie Tang.
And sometimes negative, so it's like a vacuum of sound. You know, it's like the opposite. Like you hear something beautiful, and then it just voids that out as well.
So I'm very interested. How long is the blank album? Is that what you're going with, the blank album? What's it called? Long is it?
It's going to be called the blank album.
Uh-huh.
You know, which is just great that you thought of that. And I think from beginning to end, it's like 90 minutes or something. It's a double-sided CD. So you can pull it.
That's the price. Now I understand the price.
Yeah. You pull it right out, and then you flip it over, and there's more nothing. So you just continually get influenced by it. And, you know, we were doing a show in, like, Hanover or something around, and then I just decided that I had to come to this radio station again because I just missed it. Uh-huh. Every time I come in here, it's like I breathe in fumes that give me a buzz that I just love. You guys must live like that, and I envy you.
So you just came from a show. Whose living room?
Some bloke.
Imposing yourself in.
You know, it was just him and his mother. I wish they would have had clothes on, but whatever. You win some and you lose some. And I know it's the winter months, but if you have your heater turned on to 101, it's a bit warm inside. So I don't blame him for being naked.
So 70 bands,
yeah.
Fronted by Radley Rockwell himself.
Radio City Music Hall.
Radio City Music Hall, $1,200 a ticket to benefit the music for the deaf, dumb, and blind.
Yeah, it's coming up.
It's a good cause. And you are promoting the Blank album.
The Blank album, yes, which is the newest hit. I think it's going to be raving successful.
So what's the date on your this big show at Radio City Music Hall?
The huge benefit concert is on November 29th.
That's tonight, buddy.
You are kidding me.
That's tonight.
That's right now.
It is.
I am in totally the wrong state. This is a bleeding travesty. There's about to be a riot or something. I better leave immediately.
Well, I think here's how you handle it. You just got to play this off is... You know, you are promoting the blank album. How about the blank show?
They are not getting any refund on those tickets.
I mean, why should they?
That is a good concept to have not a show. To play a whole show and sell the tickets and then just don't do it. Because then, like, the next time you do a show, it will be, like, twice as big.
I see your point. I see where you're going with
that. I have no idea
people,
what you're talking
people
about.
People will be like, man, we missed out last time, so let us go see it next time. Even though we were really disappointed, now it's like our frown is turned upside down.
Well, they're not buying the tickets to see you. They're buying the tickets for the possibility of seeing you, is what I think they're doing. Just like buying your album for the possibility of hearing some music, but like, they're like, not...
like a lottery, so almost.
It works out, honestly, I feel like.
Like you just buy a scratcher for $1,200, and then 1 in 100 get to actually meet me. Sounds like a good lottery.
Yeah, did anyone... speaking of lottery, did anybody hit the numbers? Wasn't that last night?
Yes.
Did anybody hit it?
Yep. Somebody won.
Anybody I know?
No, probably not.
Did you win?
No, I did not. I didn't even play.
Are you holding out on me?
No.
Do you need to buy...
If I won, I would not be here doing this radio show right now.
I would.
I'd probably be hanging out with Richard Branson on his island right now.
Yeah?
I think that would be awesome.
It's not that cool, man.
Did you guys
been there?
Did you guys play the lottery at all?
No.
Why not?
We stick to scratch cards.
Talk about the scratchers, man. You don't need the freaking lottery when you got Shoe Fly Pie, dude.
Oh, really?
But
it's like a lottery and everything.
So wait, like this band, I was listening to them earlier, and I'm like, there's only two kinds of music, metal and heavy metal. So you guys don't sound like either of those.
Which one do you fit into?
Yeah, how do you answer a question?
Probably
like that?
The in between, you know.
In between.
The in between of heavy metal and
we're transitioning. Metal. We're definitely transitioning. So
we'll get heavier.
We'll get heavier. We forgot a pedal or two, and that may have an effect.
Yeah, Zach and I usually have distortion on our man.
You don't have enough electricity for us here, so.
Yeah.
Oh, too soon. Too soon.
You know, I've had similar problems, but I figured out how to generate electricity out of my own body. So then I could just simply plug the guitar. You don't want to know where I'm plugging it, but it definitely sounds great because it's like a natural sound.
Like an acoustic electricity,
like,
huh?
Like that sound?
That is from my mind chip. I have a small chip in my brain. Sometimes I make that sound out of my mouth.
Right. I just love learning more, and you have so many layers. I just love learning more and more about you. So obviously you missed your show tonight, which is probably for the best.
That is a major bummer.
It's going to be okay. So, you know, you got the Blank album out there. What's next for you, sir? What's on the cusp?
You know, I never like to keep my plans too definitive. It's just best to not know what is going on next, you know. I'm trying to
I feel like
do a reunion with the Spice Girls, so they're gonna have a new album and I'm going to produce and mix.
Really?
You know, endorse it a lot.
Now, is that metal or is that heavy metal, the Spice Girls?
That's metal.
So I didn't even know you were involved with them. When did you get involved with them?
Well, three of them are my children, and the other two are my lover. So. It's weird, though, because they're all sisters. So, their last name is Spice. I mean, they got to be related. One's black, though. I don't know how that could mix into the picture.
You're a busy man, is all I gotta say. You're a busy man. So you're doing the album with the Spice Girls. What can we expect that album to sound like with you, you know, putting you on it?
Well, what we've done is we re-recorded all of their original hits, and then I mastered them exactly the same as they were. Uh-huh. So you can expect it to sound like the original Spice Girls, but revitalized with Radley Rockwell's name in the liner notes. So I can take the credit for their original hits, which were mind-blowing. It definitely re-inspired me. The 90s, that was a time when I thought music was going to die, you know, that people would just be reading books or something in the future. And then the Spice Girls came around and I decided to become public again. You know, we all remember Radley Rockwell and the Spice Girls sing Johnny Cash for Christmas album.
I was actually listening to that on the way here today. It was that's weird that you brought that
I
up.
I find that 90% of people listen to it every day.
So did you feel like, you know, anybody else you work with, are you encouraging maybe a couple more Blank albums?
You know, hopefully.
Because I feel like I know you do some work with the Bieber, and I feel like him releasing a Blank album would be great.
That is a good concept.
Might be his best work yet.
We've been thinking about doing that kind of thing a lot with Justin Bieber, you know, my son. So hopefully we can make this a trend, you know, where more people are coming out with even blanker albums, you know, because that is really the heaviest metal. It's so brutal when you just put the headphones on or whatnot, you're in your vehicle driving down the road, and you just turn it on, and you just are really disappointed. Like, the anger just fills you, and that's really what I was going for. It's like an anger, disappointing, you know, something that would just put a lot of fire in your heart.
You're an inspiration. So, Green Boys, any plans of you guys putting out a blank album anytime soon? I feel like it would be really easy to do. No?
Maybe when we've got, you know, like 20 or 30 albums under our belt, like Radley, you know, we can.
Then it's safe to do something that risky. You
know? That's a smart plan. You don't want to bite off more than you can chew.
Young boys. I remember when I had 20 or 30 albums under my belt. I was in the third grade.
On that note, it is time to take another break. But don't worry, don't you go anywhere. We're going to be back with more of the Green Boys. But right now, this is Vega Omega.
I'm leaving.
Yeah, you got to make your show, man. God. You got to get up to Radio City Music Hall.
I'm just going to ride my horse right up there in no time.
So go catch Sean's show, early morning show. This is Vega Omega with Cloney McStudent.
Hey guys, it's me, Sean, from Radio Rubber Room, here with another great product that I developed in Grandpa's tool shed. Searching the internet can be confusing. My own research has led me to an important discovery that the internet is 99% porn. But with my newest invention, Froogle, you can search the internet easier than ever. You don't even need a computer. Check it out. Grab your touch-tone phone and dial 1-877-FRRROOOGLE. And enter your prepaid card number. Now just let the automated voice program guide you.
Thank you for calling Froogle. Please wait while I connect you to the internet. Connection unsuccessful. Trying again. Connection successful. Please say what you are searching for.
Now just tell Frugal what you're searching for. George Washington.
Did you say Jorge Posada?
George Washington.
Did you say lemon chicken recipe?
George Washington.
Searching George Washington.
Instead of giving you potentially thousands of results, Frugal condenses all of its resulting information in just a few short sentences.
An avid vulture breeder, George Washington, sniping skills helped secure a U.S. victory in World War I. George Washington also won the Tour de France 11 times.
There you have it. Frugal. Condensing information so even I can understand it.
Tacos are an American staple, but tacos are boring. They can take days of planning and up to 1 hour of preparation. Oralewe, forget washing dishes. New from Spoofco, a technology that will forever change the way you eat tacos. Taco Shotgun. If you can chew fast or swallow whole, Taco Shotgun is for you. Taco Shotgun eliminates prep time and eating time, all with virtually no cleanup. Digestion? That's a waste of time, hombre. So is tasting. Taco Shotgun, the automatically powered shotgun system that delivers taco directly into your body. Listen up, ese. Just add taco shells, lechuga, carne, queso y tomate, y siempre black powder. All of the things combine as the taco shotgun is activated. With a simple squeeze of the trigger, the meat is cooked. Y la taco is blasted from a barrel, delivering fully cooked taco-type meals straight into your boca, wey.
Depending on aiming.
Taco Shotgun. Your friends and neighbors will most likely enjoy involuntary tacos. Taco Shotgun has a range of up to 3 football fields. You see that hombre over there? Esta fed, wey. Blast the load right into your mouth, hombre. Taco Shotgun. New from Spoofco.
Welcome back to Radio Rubber Room. If you are still listening, that means bomb you are building did not go off by accident. For you, I am very happy. Enjoy the show.
That was Leaving on a Whim by the Green Boys live here on Radio Rubber Room. So what do you guys love so much about stringed instruments? Because you love them.
Damn, that's a... Well, actually, because... Well, I guess electric guitar and electric bass are all string too. We always have this fantasy we want to go play electric music. Last night when we saw the Bells.
Metal.
Southern Bells. We want to play heavy metal versus the normal metal that we
Understandably.
Play now. But yeah, you know, what's the alternative? Brass? I mean, you can't sing and play brass at the same time.
That's a lot more expressive, man. There's so much you can do.
Yeah, you know, string instruments, acoustic string instruments, it is. It's an intimate kind of thing when you're performing songs with that kind of stripped down sound. It really counts on you, not, you know, distortion and reverb and effects, which, by the way, I am a pretty big old school metal fan, all that. But somehow, as I've gotten older, you know, grown to love acoustic music and older music and stuff like that, but...
Did you go to the Lamb of God show last night?
I would have if I'd known about it. Where was it?
It was at the National, man.
Really?
Yeah.
They're just back in town, huh? What's his name? Got out of prison?
Yeah.
Or whatever's going on there.
Yeah,
he's free. He's free.
Yeah, yeah, good thing.
Yeah, it was a return. I didn't get to go, but I did get to hang out with a lot of people that did go.
Yeah.
And they had a good time.
Speaking of metal, you know, I did go to, I know it's like grindcore, but I went to the Napalm Death and Municipal Waste show, which was awesome.
Holy crap. You know what?
Awesome.
You know what? Napalm Death's probably, you know, I'm sorry, Green Boys, you know, I do this every radio show, I throw out favorite metals, but Napalm Death's probably one of my all-time favorite grindcore bands ever.
Dude, they were awesome. At the Kingdom? They were awesome, man. They opened up for Municipal Waste. Yeah, man.
You're kidding me.
Nah, dude. It was an awesome show, too. So
you look, you look devastated.
I got to walk outside and throw it.
You need some air? I can crack the window.
Jeez.
We almost played the Kingdom once, but we weren't metal enough.
So. Oh, really? Yeah. Really? That's too bad, man.
Yeah.
I saw Municipal Waste one time at a house.
Really?
When I was 17.
Oh, that's got to be insane, man.
It was pretty insane. There was, like, more broken bottles covering the floor than you could imagine.
Was that like the Bone Zone?
I had no idea. I was like,
was it in the basement?
Oh, yeah, I was in the basement of a house.
Yeah, did you walk around to the back to get in?
Yep.
That was the Bone Zone, man. That was over in Oregon Hill. You guys
it was in Oregon Hill, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
That's awesome.
Is it still around?
The Bone Zone, somebody said they still do shows in the basement. I don't think it's, you know, I don't think the same people have the house. I never met one person who lived there, dude. I was always wasted when I walked around to the back, and there was always some, like, gutter punk van out front with a bunch of, like, grimy kids.
I remember it well. I found, like, a whole case of PBR in a bush, and I was like, it's the PBR bush! I've been looking for this all over Richmond. And then some guy was like, where'd you get that PBR? And I was like, the PBR bush bestowed it to me. And then he beat me up. That was the last thing I remember.
Ever. Ever.
Have y'all ever seen Humongous?
Uh-uh.
That's a good band.
They're a local old, like, shred metal band. They're awesome.
Yeah.
I'm liking, I'm liking Seraph, man. I like those guys. I've seen them. Seraph, saw them a couple times, and those guys are pretty good. I think they're a little bit younger than, you know, the normal metal crowd. St. Diablo's cool, man. They're doing big things as well.
The thing about Humongous is the guy sings high. Like, how common is that in metal anymore? Like, he sings high, like the original, you know, the old-time
old
hair
like
metal band. Yeah. He can actually really
Dave Mustaine, man.
He can sustain a note for, like, 30 seconds. Yeah. Jack, super
Jack
high note.
Peek
it. Bruce Dickinson?
that's actually not his name.
Well,
we're not going that heavy,
Dickinson
buddy.
As well,
has the Green Boys ever considered doing a cover of The Trooper?
Oh, man.
Pull it up.
I'm the only one that actually knows what the... Can anybody else hear name who that's
clue.
By? The Trooper. Can anybody else hear name who Bruce Dickinson, what band he's in? I'm sorry for being a dick, but...
That's all right, man.
No.
We're probably the guys you want to be talking to about metal, but yeah, The Trooper. That's like one of my favorite Iron Maiden tunes, man. I love
you should definitely try to convince your band to cover it.
I think I've heard of it.
Oh, yeah, maybe.
You're not a band until you covered The Trooper.
Damn it, you're not a trooper until you covered The Trooper.
Yeah. We might not be the guys you want to be talking about having a sophisticated metal discussion.
I will
with.
Go home and listen to that.
I want to hear a bluegrass or roots band play The Trooper. I think that would just be awesome.
We have covered Beat It by Michael Jackson.
That's not even close to The Trooper.
What about?
You just ruined everything I was talking about.
We'd
be more likely to cover Spice Girls, probably.
That's reaching hand out to other genres. We're working on
it's going to be on the Blank album, Sean. It's going to be on the Blank album.
The Blank album.
No, guys, in the last break, you guys did have some other shows you wanted to cover, too, that you forgot about. You guys keep remembering more shows that you have.
Yeah.
You guys should write this stuff down somewhere.
We don't want to overburden, but we definitely want to plug the Camel on December 31st, New Year's Eve. We'll be playing with No BS Brass.
Oh, that's sick, dude.
It'll be a fun night. It'll be a really fun night. Yeah. And the Camel always has a good party on New Year's Eve. I think there's some drinks are included.
Champagne.
Colin's going to be there.
Colin will be there.
Colin
King,
our fifth/sixth official, unofficial member, who will step in any given gig that one of us is not there to play. He'll stand there on stage with an instrument, but he will not actually play.
Mm-hmm.
But he looks just as good, if not better, than all of us.
He looks better
combined.
Than all
and
of
then
us.
To move in a non-linear fashion, we are going to be at Balasso for probably only our second or third time there. We've always had a good time playing there.
Third time.
Up at Balasso on December 21st. So if you want to get your pre-Christmas
challenge.
I'm going to be at the end of the world that day. I don't know.
Yeah, exactly.
Is that that day?
Did you guys get the memo?
My birthday is the day after
the
world.
Be there.
The world better not end. I'm going to be turned 25 on the 22nd.
Huh. I'm going to
be
turning
early birthday, hopefully.
Too bad. Sorry.
New Year's won't happen.
And we were talking about this earlier. They found more calendars.
Why did they release that information
they
before
just
the
recently
21st,
popped
though?
Up.
Oh, they have.
That's going to kill the advertisements.
How convenient
for
they
the
just
news,
came
you know,
about.
I don't know which
I'm
one of you guys...
I'm still buying guns, so I don't care.
And tuna fish.
I don't know which one of you guys just said that you were turning 25 on the 22nd.
That was me, Sean Green.
Well, me, Sean Austin. I'm turning 25 on the 25th.
Yep. You celebrate Christmas in
really?
His honor.
Turn 25 25th? So I'm honoring you.
How is that having
day
your birthday
is the baby
on
Jesus.
Christmas anyway?
You know, it's pretty much the worst thing ever.
So the 26th, we're going to have Sean's birthday party at the Republic. So if you guys want to come out and celebrate
we'll
with us, awesome. Because
yeah.
we'll
come
be there.
Cumber,
whatever you call
it.
Cumberbuns.
I'll be wearing a cod piece.
I just want to ask you, Sean Green, is there anything over the next 3 days that I can expect puberty-wise or do you have any knowledge of the last three days that you could bestow to me?
I don't know. You know, that's something you're going to discover yourself when you reach that point.
That's each man's journey.
If anything happens to you that's crucial and you think I should know, just be like, hey, in 3 days, like, look out for this.
You might still like acoustic music and no longer listen to a metal or grindcore, whatever that is.
Sean's very confused by this grindcore term.
I have no idea what
he's not going to want to have a birthday
it's
now.
Just metal. It's either
the party's canceled.
All music is really either metal or heavy metal.
I agree.
We've already established
it's been established. It says it on my computer.
Well, metal and not metal. That's the two.
What about Rolling Stones? What are that?
Not metal.
Yes.
Not
that's
metal.
That's a pretty clean distinction. You can get away with that.
Yeah. That's a good. That's
metal.
A good solid line.
Yeah, you're
right
gonna
there.
Cut a lot away there.
Yeah.
But you might be tempted to make another cut somewhere someday, and I guess we'll let that day come to you naturally.
You know, it doesn't have to be that you're playing really heavy or anything. You could just like slaughter an animal on stage.
That's totally metal.
That is metal. So.
Metal.
If you guys want, I know where to get the goat.
Well, thanks for spoiling our New Year's show. That's exactly
spoiler
what
alert.
Do.
What if I'm?
We even told him what animal.
Only it was going to be a small puppy.
What if I'm eating a candy bar in the basement?
Live animal.
Metal or not metal?
Depends on the basement. Okay. Depends on the, is there like standing water?
Yes,
definitely
is.
Metal.
And there are torture devices. There's an.
Oh yeah.
Yep. There's a.
Anytime there's like a torture device around, you know, that's definitely metal. That's why I sleep on the rack.
Yeah.
Because I like to get a good stretch. You know? I wake up feeling really good because I'm like, oh, I lived. Cool.
That's metal. That is metal, so metal, Sean. Yeah.
I only eat really rare steak, like alive. That is brutally metal, because if you take a bite out of a live cow and you survive the kick, that is as metal as it's gonna get.
You are hardcore, sir. You are hardcore. Well, it is time to take a break. We're gonna be back with one more tune from the Green Boys, but right now this is the Southern Bells with Wave.
The air ain't sure smells cleaner way up here. I'm losing problems and some fears. The wind has a way of always cleaning you all. And these trees love to lead you into the deepest of thought.
Is this thing on? Are you ready?
Go ahead, Radley.
I'm Radley. Radley Rockwell Man. The greatest rocker who ever walked the earth. Do you have any idea where I am right now?
Radio Rubber Room.
Radio Rubber Room, is it? Oh yeah, man. Radio Rubber Room. And the Radley Rockwell Radio Rubber Room Hour. 10 to midnight. Every Thursday. On 102.9 FM.
Hey, this is Johan Getty, and this is my Powax. Use Johan Getty's Powax for all waxing needs. Johan Getty's Powax increases slickness on any surface. Listen to this.
I'm Peter Farnsby, and I'm a firefighter. Using Johan Getty's Powax keeps the pole clean and my hands soft, too. That's the sound of the old unwaxed pole. And now... 40% faster than the old pole. Johan Getty's Pole Wax. It's a real hand saver.
It reduces surface friction by 100%.
Hi, I'm Jack McDanielson, pool player. I use Johan Getty's Pole Wax all the time. I got them all in one shot.
Johan Getty's Pole Wax, great for every kind of cylindrical surface.
Hi, I'm amateur skateboarder Ruby Nixon. I use Johan Getty's Pole Wax for all my grinding needs. I slide down that pole all the way, every time. No more road rash.
Use Johan Getty's Pole Wax on all kinds of cylindrical items like microphone stands, fence posts, cucumbers, zucchini and squash, baseball bats. Increase your game, no problem. It even works on staph infections. If you want your cane slick, your grandpa won't be walking around with down in his underpants no more with a slick cane. It works on obelisk too. Use Johan Getty's Polax for all your waxing needs. Johan Getty's Polax. Use it on your poles. It's great.
Losing weight can be difficult. Fat layers build up over the years, and over time lodge in your brain, causing stupidness and smelly ear fungus. If you are overweight, a new diet is available that is sure to help you lose that undesirable blubber. The East Africa Diet. The East Africa Diet uses proven science to help you lose weight fast. Scientific evidence shows that the East Africa Diet is the quickest, most effective diet on the market. Enjoy 2 or 3 delicious meals a week. Many to choose from, including dirt, several grains of rice, flies from face, and nothing. 1 in 45 East Africa diets comes with scraps from dead bird that died overhead. Your diet will be supported by rigorous exercises like dig hole to find meal grubs, walk 60 miles for sip of water, and run from lion. Dieters are encouraged to spend 8 to 10 hours a day in the hot sun or near some other plus 100 degree heat source. The East Africa Diet guarantees success. Want an accelerated program? Ask how you can get a jar of mosquitoes directly from East Africa. East Africa Diet may cause hallucinations, extended belly, tight skin, bulging eyeballs, impotency, reduced desire to survive, and flies on face.
Radio Rubber Room, your source for local music and comedy. Live on WHAN every Thursday from 10 to midnight. Also, as a podcast, www.radiorubberroom.podbean.com. Now back to the show.
Live here on Radio Rubber Room.
There's a good bit of bands here in Richmond I'm noticing that have like a color involved in their name.
Red Light Rodeo, the Green Boys, what else? What
Black, Black Girls.
Black Girls.
Black Brothers.
Black Brothers.
That's the ones I thought of.
The Dimmer Twins.
The Dimmer Twins.
Dimmer Twins.
Dimmer, yeah.
Dimmer is my favorite color.
Crush Brass, crush Nubius, Brass. Brass.
My favorite color is chrome. So shiny. Maybe there could be like a Colors of the Rainbow show or something.
We were thinking about doing a Red Light Rodeo Green Boys Christmas show, but we weren't able to
neglect our families.
Yeah, exactly. We weren't able to neglect our families to do it. So
we could
Rand was into the idea though.
On Christmas.
It was going to be like the 24th,
Christmas
but we...
Eve. Plus, it's like his birthday, so, you know, he wanted it special, super special.
Yeah. Red Light Rodeo and Green Boys, Sean's birthday special. People's Blues of Richmond.
Double Sean's birthday. I mean, both of
double
us.
Sean birthday. Well, we could do double Sean. You guys got something going there.
Wait, yeah. So where are you going with that one, Sean? Blues?
Facebook.
The Blues. Blue. No Yellow Band.
I didn't even think
yellow.
About that.
Dang,
but
man.
It's kind of conjugated,
dude.
Then
it'd be red, green, and blue. That's the American flag right there. Red, green, and blue.
Yeah, that's the American flag. That's it.
I'm starting to talk nonsense here.
So, you guys have the December 21st show at Balasso. Do you have any Christmas songs you're gonna play? You gonna play any Christmas songs? You know, you guys gonna do Christmas in Hollis, which is my personal favorite Christmas song. I don't know.
Yeah, if of course
Hollis.
We're gonna do that.
So yeah, do you know it?
It's the Run DMC. Yeah, we're gonna do
just
it right
come
now.
Come on out, dude. Play it for you,
dude. It's the Run DMC Christmas song. It's the greatest Christmas song ever written. Christmas in Hollis. I'm serious. I'm not. This is not a joke. You should do this.
Stop laughing, guys.
Greens.
this is very, very personal.
Very.
Green boys, assemble!
So, any Christmas songs, or are you guys just going to do, you know, the...
We haven't moved to the superhero thing quite yet.
Okay.
So. We do all wear big rings, though, on our fingers, though.
Yes.
Do you call on, like, a mystic planet cleaner?
Nah, just normal detergent.
Which one of you guys? Yeah. Which one of you guys is Heart?
Heart.
That'd probably be Mike.
Yeah, Mike's Heart.
Heart.
Zach is Hamster.
I'm Earth.
I'm Stinky.
Well, he's Fire. That's for sure.
There was a show in the early '90s. It was called Captain Planet. Sean.
Captain Planet, man.
It taught young children about environmental values.
All our powers combined.
Maybe you just don't remember. He put
marshmallows and little kids' cereal and stuff.
Do you know they're making a live action feature length film of that?
No, they're not.
Are they really?
They're coming out with it, I think. Right.
Mm-hmm.
I'm stoked about that.
Willem Dafoe.
I think Al Gore's playing Captain Planet.
Al Gore's playing Captain Planet.
Al Gore should be.
Can anybody actually remember what Captain Planet looked like, though?
That's He was blue.
I cannot recall at all.
Yeah, he's blue.
He had like yellow, white.
The green hair. He didn't have a helmet. He got spiked up a shield.
He was chiseled.
He did have a cod piece. He did have one of those.
He had a cummerbund.
He had like a yellow emblem on his
cod. Which is why Dan has every episode on DVD.
I actually collect cinema, film, and TV with
characters that wear cod pieces. Sean collects records. I have a very specialized collection. So,
well, guys, if we ever move on to the superhero thing, I think we can make the cod pieces work. Probably,
yeah man. We'll do that, dude.
Yeah.
You could probably find those on eBay, right?
Mm. Cummerbunds, at the least.
Now, I feel like you guys would fit well, hearing that movie's coming out, getting some songs to them with, obviously, the hidden messages about the environmental, consciousness. You know, I feel like you guys would fit in.
Actually, we've been contacted about doing the score.
Score for the Captain Planet movie?
Yeah. We scored.
Yeah. Since we got that keyboard with the reverse pedal, we're ready.
And some tube and throat singing that Ryan specializes in.
Do you guys remember the song Captain Planet, he's a hero.
Remember what that is.
Can't forget it.
And that is proof that Dan does have the DVD box set.
Everyone wears a cod piece.
The villains on that show always cracked me up. They're like, I'm going to pollute the Hudson River with
and
for no reason at all.
And Captain Planet always gets beaten up, and Hart shows up, and the little Pakistani kid's like, Hart, and he always wins.
Hart? No, he was from the rainforest.
Oh, okay.
Definitely not Pakistani.
Same thing, man. I'm thinking of Johnny Quest.
Haji.
That was his boyfriend.
Haji, yeah. Man, we're taking it back tonight.
Old school. We are so old school.
Christmas in Hollis.
It doesn't get
dude,
like
I'm telling you, man, that you guys should really cover that. You should consider.
We'll
you should listen to it.
It's
amazing.
I'm listen to the Trooper and Christmas Hollis.
Yeah.
Next time you guys come back on the show, you guys are gonna be a whole new band.
Grindcore. Run DMC covers.
I have a feeling like next time you guys come back on the show, we're gonna be talking about your grindcore Christmas album.
What do you have to do to be grindcore?
You just grind up.
You just gotta grindcore.
Dude, it's you guys are metal or you're not metal, and I think that after hanging out with you, and I don't know if my partners here agree, but I think you are definitely metal.
Wow.
The Green Boys are definitely metal.
Let's do a round of applause for graduating to metal. Nice.
Yes. You guys
definitely
are.
Not soft metal.
It's been a long road.
It's just slow ballad like metal.
Yeah, it's that ballad like metal.
Slow ballad metal.
Mercury
metal. You can hear that at the skating race.
You guys are like Meatloaf, but with a stand-up bass.
Hey, nice. No.
You got really offended.
I'm sorry.
He's like the only musician who played for Romney.
Does Meatloaf wear cummerbunds?
We could do it.
Well, he was also in the Rocky Horror Picture Show, right?
He's good. I mean,
he was in
Fight
Club.
There's a lineage there that's got to be respected.
Dude, he's named after my favorite food. I don't care what he sounds like.
Every food is your favorite food.
It is.
So, if meatloaf is your favorite food and sandwich is your favorite food, then is meatloaf
sandwich? Oh, my goodness.
And it was a big day for me. I've been obviously hanging around Sean too much. Today was my first day pocket sandwiching it. Mm-hmm. I did have a pocket sandwich today that I carried around for a little while. And I just want to thank you, Sean, for inspiring me to pick up the pocket sandwich.
I want to thank Melanie Miller for helping me invent the pocket sandwich holder. So,
don't give it all away yet. Let's save that. All right, guys, we are out of time. You want to run through everywhere, that your music can be found on the internet or any last shows you want to plug?
As with any bands these days, Facebook's always a quick resource, but we are online with the site greenboysmusic.com. You can download our album at CD Baby, iTunes, or our Bandcamp, which is a little prettier of a page than a CD Baby is. Pretty bland, but...
If you just type in the Green Boys into Google, or Frugal...
Or Frugal.
Also, you can pick up CDs at live shows. That's the best way to do it,
Yes. Absolutely. And what are those shows?
December 21st and December 31st. So December 21st at Balasso, December 31st at The Camel.
And this Sunday at Legends.
This Sunday at Legend and next Sunday at Tobacco Company.
Which, this Sunday at Legend, after the Grand Illumination, you guys are playing out on the deck, right? Or are you inside?
I think we're probably going to be inside.
It's
December.
Unless global warming works its magic, I think we're going to be inside.
Which it may, if Captain Planet fails this weekend, Saturday.
Well, you can always...
If the Hudson River is polluted, in fact.
The Legend Brewery has the best view of the illumination of the city, so go to Legend, have a beer. They have fantastic beers, and check out the lights. Richmond just lit up, so...
All right, I'll do it. I'll do it.
Do you want to give any more free plugs,
Dan? We'll be there.
No. I'm all about giving stuff away for free. But thank you guys for hanging out with us. I've had a great time.
A pleasure. A pleasure.
Yeah. Too, yeah. Likewise.
Absolutely.
The thank Green Boys. Definitely metal.
Metal.
Total so metal.
Sweet.
The conclusion.
We're going to high five in the van.
That was metal.
All right, guys. Everybody tip your bartenders and your servers excessively. But right now, we're going to close out the night with Running from the Sun by Big Enough. Radio Row.
I am on a drug. It's called Charlie Sheen. It's not available because if you try it once, you'll die. Your face will melt off and your children will weep over your exploded body.
A census taker once tried to test me. I ate his liver with some fava beans and a nice Chianti.
You're dealing with a Vatican assassin.
Here's Johnny.
Marijuana is not a drug. I used to suck on coke.
I've seen him.
But that's an addiction. I mean, what are they gonna say, man, when he's gone, huh? Because he dies, when it dies, man, when it dies, he dies.
God, there is no f***ing drummer better than Neil Peart!
What are they gonna say about it? What, are they gonna say he was a kind man?
Hey, Peter, just thought I'd check on you. Oh, my God!
Government came and took my baby!
Stay away from the crack, which I think is pretty good advice. Unless you can manage it socially.
Man, I was banging 7-gram rocks and finishing them because that's how I roll. I have one speed, I have one gear. Go! You know, I got tiger blood, man.
It ain't easy being cheesy.
You ever suck some dick marijuana?
Ah, no. No, I can't say I have.
I didn't think so.
What does that mean, you're wondering? Whatever, it's just a joke.